presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. September 16, 11 o'clock America, New York. It looks like Putin cannot lose. Assume that Russian Tsar Vladimir Putin has an ounce of ideology in him, that is, he is not in the job only for his own selfish interest, but he genuinely thinks that the West is decadent and evil, and that the Russian civilization can save mankind.
New York Times Business.
September 16, 10:45 America, New York. Stocks slide in one of market's worst weeks this year. Pessimism is deepening as bellwether companies like FedEx and General Electric warn of worsening economic and business conditions. Traders on the trading floor at the New York Stock Exchange.
New York Times Business.
September 16, 10:45 America, New York. Stocks slide in one of market's worst weeks this year. Pessimism is deepening as bellwether companies like FedEx and General Electric warn of worsening economic and business conditions.
Daily FX Market News.
September 16, 10:40 America, New York. Consumer sentiment rises for third month in a row. NASDAQ 100 retains most losses. U.S. consumer sentiment extended its recovery in September, likely bolstered by falling gas prices, but the improvement is failing to boost risk appetite ahead of the Fed decision next week.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 16, 9:23 America, New York. A tariff is a tax. A number of people who are against high taxes believe, at the same time, in substantial tariffs on goods from other countries. Here's the problem. A tariff is a tax on imports.
Global Economy.
September 16, 9:21 America, New York. Who escapes the great mortgage reset? Higher interest rates make refinancing an increasingly grim prospect for homeowners and businesses.
New York Times Business.
September 16, 9 o'clock America, New York. Deadlines for using up flexible spending accounts return. Relaxed rules during the pandemic let workers carry over more of the pre-tax money, which must be spent on health costs or forfeited, but they're expiring.
Daily FX Market News.
September 16, 8:09 America, New York. WTI crude oil looks to recover as strong dollar and demand concerns weigh. 90.00 level as key. WTI prices could see a rebound heading into the FOMC meeting while demand concerns and persistent U.S. dollar strength could cap gains.
Marginal Revolution.
September 16, 7:25 America, New York. Prediction markets should be legal. I submitted a public comment on Kalshi's request to the CFTC to create a prediction market on which political party will be in control of each chamber of the U.S. BBC News Business.
September 16, 7:25 America, New York. Train drivers set to resume strikes in October. Drivers from 12 train companies are expected to walk out on 2 days in the long-running row over pay.
Marginal Revolution.
September 16, 7:21 America, New York. The David J. Thoreau Chair in Political Economy, Job Opportunity. The Independent Institute is seeking a capable intellectual leader with a deep and energetic commitment to classical liberal principles, an ability to communicate and connect with others, and the qualities and drive to help perpetuate David J.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 16, 7:20 America, New York. Parler revamps, focuses on uncancelable economy. A new parent is created as the company raises money and buys a cloud firm to keep clients online regardless of political ideology.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 16, 7:18 America, New York. CRISPR gene editing drugs show promise in preliminary study. Intellia Therapeutics said two of its experimental CRISPR treatments produced positive results in early stage trials.
Daily FX Market News.
September 16, 7 o'clock America, New York. Euro, your forecast, punchy Fed rate hike will force your USD ever lower. The euro is facing a range of central bank headwinds next week with the FOMC rate decision the most significant. Parity may soon turn into stiff resistance for your USD.
BBC News Business.
September 16, 6:48 America, New York. Germany takes control of three Rosneft oil refineries. The country takes temporary control of Rosneft subsidiaries in a move to bolster energy security.
BBC News Business.
September 16, 610 America, New York. Uber investigating hack on its computer systems. A hacker was apparently able to gain access to the company's internal systems.
Global economy.
September 16, 6 o'clock America, New York. The market is not an end in itself. If capitalism is to survive the political and social disruption, it will need to adapt as it has done in the past.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
September 16, 5:33 America, New York. More workers head to picket lines amid higher inflation and a tight job market. There were 180 strikes involving roughly 78,000 workers in the first 6 months of this year, up from 102 strikes involving 26,500 workers in that period last year, according to Cornell University researchers. Global economy.
September 16, 5:32 America, New York. Solvay plans rare earths push as EU seeks to break reliance on China. Belgian group to create Europe's second facility producing elements vital in electric cars and wind turbines. Marginal revolution.
September 16, 3:02 America, New York. Friday assorted links. 1. Various predictors and their methods and records. 2. Why aren't obesity breakthroughs receiving more attention? 3. Scott Sumner update. 4. What music will they play at the Queen's funeral? NYT.